This is Acts chapter 1. Notice verse 10. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, this is the ascension of Jesus Christ, notice now, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you unto heaven, shall so come again in like manner. Two men witnessing the ascension of Christ into the heavenlies. And what did they say? He is coming back the same way. Might I suggest to you that these are the two witnesses of the book of Revelation chapter 11, two men who saw the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and they could give testimony that he was alive as he said he would be. And indeed, because he had resurrected from the dead, he was who he said he was and could do what he said he would do, give eternal life to all of those who come unto him. And then they witnessed the ascension of Christ into the heavenlies, and they gave testimony as he had gone away, so he should come again one day. Two witnesses of the resurrection and the ascension of Christ into the heavenlies. That will be the message that they will be preaching during this period of time. Let me tell you who I believe these two witnesses are. The Bible talks about, for sure, one of them, and even gives his name, and we know that he has to be one of the witnesses. In the last book in the Old Testament, the book of Malachi, in chapter 4, the last chapter, and almost the last verse, this will be the last words that God gives to humankind before a 400-year period of time, mostly silent, and then bringing in, of course, the coming of Jesus Christ with Matthew chapter 1, born as a babe in a manger in the fields there in Bethlehem, the shepherd's fields. Now notice, if you will, Malachi chapter 4 and verse 5. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming and the great and dreadful day of the Lord. You know, John the Baptist could have been the one who fulfilled this promise. Matthew chapter 11, it says, Jesus Christ being quoted, he indeed was capable of fulfilling the promise, but the Jewish people rejected him. Thus, an Elijah must come. So one of these two witnesses, I would suggest to you, has to be Elijah. Quickly, go back to the 5th chapter of the book of Genesis, and let me tell you who I believe the second of the two witnesses will be. This is a genealogy in chapter 5 of the book of Genesis. You know, you can learn a lot from studying genealogies. Look here in verse 22. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. Now verse 23. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. I would suggest that the two witnesses would be, number one, Elijah from Malachi chapter 4, verse 5, and now the one talked about by Moses in the book of Genesis chapter 5, where it talks about in verse 24, Enoch walking with God. He walked on the earth, and then he walked right into the heavenlies. These two men have never died. The Bible says, Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. These two men will come back, one a Gentile, one a Jew, reaching out to the Gentiles and the Jews that will remain on the earth with the gospel message. Jesus Christ died, he was buried, he resurrected, and Jesus Christ ascended into the heavenlies, and he is coming again. The two witnesses that will be in ministry in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period. Let's go back now to the book of Revelation and go over to chapter 7, because a product of the witnessing and preaching of these two witnesses will be, number one, the salvation, the evangelization of 144,000 male virgin Jews. Now, I'll tell you how I come to the terminology male virgin Jews as we study the scriptures together. But go here to chapter 7. It gives us the number, and in fact, it gives us the tribes from which they come. Verse 4, and I heard the number of them which were sealed. The Bible talks about earlier in chapter 7 that these will be sealed that God has brought to him for the purpose of evangelizing across the entire world during this 7-year tribulation period. And in fact, the judgments, according to verse 3 of Revelation chapter 7, cannot begin until these servants are sealed. Verse 4, and I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. 144,000 male virgin Jews I talk about. When I say male virgin Jews, I get that from a parallel passage in the book of Revelation, chapter 14. It describes who these 144,000 are going to be. I want to remind you, and it's evident right now as we go all over the place in the book of Revelation, that it does not unfold numerically, but instead chronologically. We see as we look here in verse 1 of chapter 14, and I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, that would be the city of Jerusalem, and with him 144,000, having their father's name written in their foreheads. Indeed, they will be sealed, remember, so that no one can harm them during their ministry. Verse 3, and they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne. Verse 4, these are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. They will be 144,000 male virgin Jews that will travel across the world preaching the gospel. Why will they be male virgin Jews? Well, first of all, they will be those who are going to be in ministry, preaching the gospel, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ, and the coming kingdom that Jesus Christ would come to set up. That's the message they will be giving. That is the gospel of the kingdom. Again, Matthew 24:14 says every single person on earth is going to hear that message before Jesus Christ comes back and have an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Well, there is one exception I must remind you quickly. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 to 12 says that anybody left after the rapture of the church who has heard the gospel, understood the gospel, and rejected the gospel that they might be saved, God will send a strong delusion. He will blind them so that they believe the lie of Satan and they accept the Antichrist. That's the reason that Jewish people will accept a Gentile, the Antichrist, to be their true Messiah. How could a Gentile be the Jewish Messiah? Because those that will reject Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, God will cause them to believe the lie of Satan, and they will believe that he is the one who is the Messiah. But these 144,000 male virgin Jews, now they'll go preaching the gospel, and the reason they're virgin, they will not have the opportunity nor time to have a family, to be involved with raising their children, to have a wife that would cause them some what of a burden, but they have only 7 years to get this gospel message out, and they must do it as quickly as possible because the time will be very, very short. The two witnesses preach, 144,000 male virgin Jews get saved, they go across the world preaching the gospel, and it is during that time that indeed many will come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Though there will be those who have rejected the love of the truth that they might be saved, 2 Thessalonians 2, they will not be able to be saved, but there will be a number who will be saved. Chapter 7 and verse 9, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all the nations and the kindreds and the people and the tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. A number will be saved with the ministry of these two witnesses and the 144,000 male virgin Jews.